Hi, everybody. It's Brandi Heinen, and this is your Powerhouse Learning Tip for the Day. Let's get started. Today, I'd like to talk about how to execute real change in your organization and create a spirit of accountability. Was there a time when you had big dreams for your organization or your particular career? Did you somehow over time let go of those big ideas and settle for something mediocre because it was just too hard to get people on board to keep up with all the chasing? If so, then this is for you today. It seems that execution or follow-through or lack of has become a slow, painful torture for so many of the organizations I see. But I believe it's possible to reconnect and achieve the things you once aspired to. We help people do it every day here, but I warn you, my approach requires you to do more than just listen to what I'm saying today. It requires you to take the hard look at yourself with integrity and commit ideas to paper so you can begin to change your perspective on how to execute for good. So grab a piece of paper and a pen and let's try it my way. It's such a shame to walk into good organizations only to hear all the why nots. Why owners, sales teams, and account service teams don't move with a vision. I hear we're tired, we're overwhelmed, we don't know how, and my favorite, I don't have the time to do something new, I'm just too busy now. How sad. What happened to carpe diem, living in the present and a passion and embracing joy in life? On the bright side, I also hear, what are others doing? How do I measure up in the market? What can I be doing to create a better profit margin? All of these questions tell me that a business is seeking a better vision and more measurable results. I believe that most people want to change and they want to implement and execute. It's true. If people didn't want to, they wouldn't spend billions of dollars a year on self-improvement programs and diet plans. So what's the big hang-up? One reason is fear. People tend to vacillate between worrying about a past they wish they could alter and a fear of the future. Another is the don't know how factor. But there's hope and there is a way. Many years ago, Charles Merrill from Merrill Lynch determined that by making decisions quickly, he would be right 60% of the time. If he studied and spent time waiting and analyzing, that percentage increased to only 70%. And in his case, he determined the extra 10% wasn't worth the lack of forward movement for the organization. It was not worth all the time lost for what little was missed. Let's get to the heart of the matter. First, you must be the author of a vision for your future. And ask yourself, what do I want to achieve at this stage of my life? And I'm serious. Get out a sheet of paper and write down in 3 sentences what you want for the rest of your life. Perhaps it's the overarching vision of your dreams to be profitable, to have staff that's self-governing, or getting back on track with your own personal growth ambition. Then I'd like you to make a traditional T chart with 2 columns. Label the first column on the left-hand side, the price I pay. In that column, write down in bullet point format all the bad, sorry, disappointing things that happen because you're not achieving what you aspire towards. It may include being tired, overwhelmed, stressed, lacking productivity, being frustrated, having lackluster results, etc. Now comes the hard part. And I've seen clients literally transform themselves and their organizations with this next breakthrough piece. But you must be serious about it, and you must have written down the things you aspire to. Next, label your second column, what I get. Now, please hear me. It's important to note that this is not the payoff or the good things, because if the prices we pay were compelling enough to make us change, no one would eat another piece of chocolate cake ever again, because there's nothing good about chocolate cake. But for most of us, there's everything good about chocolate cake. You see how this works? What I get is often the chance, let's just say, to be right, to complain, to be lumped in with the norm, to coast. Sometimes what I get is to be a victim to my circumstances, to be the nice guy, to not have to find a way out, and maybe to find a way to say, I tried, but it didn't work. I'm going to ask you to focus on the what and the by when. This exercise is designed to help you understand what you really want to achieve, which should be written at the top of every one of these little charts. And for you to recognize you are not moving ahead because you are more content with staying stuck than overcoming that fear to achieve what you want. You're not doomed to feeling stuck on the hamster wheel. So once you determine this, you need to think about the things you aspire towards, a list of things that you pay the prices for, and what you get out of staying stuck, because then you will break through your lack of execution. Now I'm going to ask you to be specific. Next week, the beginning of the quarter, or after the holidays isn't specific enough. For sales teams, it may look something like this. What do I want? I want to achieve my goals for this quarter, okay? So what is it? I will spend 5 hours this week meeting with my existing customers to ask for referrals and do a mini client survey by the end of the 2 weeks. What is the price I pay for not executing? Well, those are the easy ones, remember. But what do I get out of staying stuck? I get to continue to complain. I get to say I've tried something new and it didn't work. I get to stay stuck, the low self-esteem that I have about myself. I pay a price maybe to not risk. What do I get out of not risking? I don't have to fail. Then, once you have those down, I'm going to ask you to attach your by when. When are you going to do this? When are you going to set the appointments? When are you going to follow through? Execution or implementation really is a simple thing, everybody. Not moving towards our goals is often a reflection of the lack of purpose and the lack of focus on that purpose. If your purpose is not clear, you will be tossed around by everyone else's agenda. So do the hardest thing. Write down the things that you aspire towards. Write down the price you pay, and then write down what you get out of staying stuck. Live in the present and do something different, because after all, you're not dead yet, so you do have the time. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope this information will help you create a successful work environment.